USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The funeral for Dante Wright was held in Minneapolis. He's the black man that was shot and killed by a police officer last week. His mother is Katie Wright.
I never imagined that I'd be standing here. The roles should completely be reversed. My son should be burying me.
The police officer, Kim Potter, is now charged with manslaughter. Benjamin Crump, the family attorney, says the officer should face more serious charges.
If she saw your child, Katie, like she saw her child, then I do not think she would have even reached for a taser, much less a gun.
The police chief in Minneapolis says Potter, who has since resigned, claims she meant to pull her taser instead of her gun. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chechen, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
After a flurry of violence against Asians, which was spurred on by the COVID-19 pandemic, the Senate has passed an anti-Asian hate crime bill. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
A bill confronting hate crimes against Asian Americans is moving to the House after passage in the Senate.
On this vote, the yeas are 94, the nays are 1. The 60-vote threshold having been achieved, the bill as amended is passed.
The White House strongly supports the bill. Hate crimes against Asian Americans have risen sharply since the coronavirus came out of China. Hate crimes against Asian Americans taking place in such cities as Seattle, Washington, Philadelphia, and New York, which are all run by Democrats.
The governor of Kansas, Laura Kelly, vetoed a bill that would have banned transgender athletes from girls' and women's school sports. A similar bill that was vetoed by North Dakota's governor was overridden by lawmakers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The House has voted along party lines to pass a bill that would make Washington, D.C. the 51st state, sending it to the Senate for consideration. It's the second time in as many years that the lower chamber passed a D.C. statehood bill, this time by a vote of 216 to 208. Next, the bill is likely to get a committee hearing in the Senate, but the Democratic-backed proposal needs 10 Republicans to support it for the bill to receive a floor vote. The House Oversight Committee approved the bill earlier this month. Those who favor D.C. statehood say the district has 700,000 residents, which is more than both Wyoming and Vermont, yet they're not represented with voting members in Congress. Also, the D.C. population is comprised mostly of people of color. They also say it's time to give them adequate representation on Capitol Hill. Opponents argue that the bill is a power grab since the district is largely Democratic. If the Senate passed the bill, it would head to President Joe Biden, who has already indicated he would sign it. A letter from 22 Republican state attorneys general to Biden earlier this month said the U.S. Constitution gives Congress authority over Washington, D.C., and that the only way to grant it statehood would be to pass a constitutional amendment. Remember, you can listen to past and current news anytime you want on our website at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.